Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds outfielder Ty Head. And Ty, thank you for some time. It's been a pretty nice 2 weeks for you here at the Shorebirds since making your pro debut. So how would you describe maybe how these first few games have gone for you?
I mean, they've been nothing but exciting, just competing in a competition again. It's just awesome, and I'm blessed, and just coming out here every single day and just enjoying it and playing this ballpark has been awesome.
I know it's pretty exciting to get drafted and kind of get down to camp, but what was the eagerness like for you knowing that you could be coming up here to make your pro debut at any point?
I was itching. I was really itching, and I've really just enjoyed my time here so far, and I can't wait for the next seasons and just, so I mean, I'm really excited, and I'm excited to be here.
What's maybe been the biggest learning lesson for you? Maybe think something you've picked up on here since you've arrived here in Delmarva?
Definitely the Spanish. I mean, I have a lot of Spanish teammates, so just getting to become friends with them and kind of just understanding their culture.
You've gotten off to a pretty good start at the plate, a couple home runs already that were pretty well no doubters as well. So what have you maybe learned on the field or going up against pitching at this level?
Yeah, I mean, like everyone's good that pitches here, so kind of just understanding, like, everyone's got good stuff, so kind of just competing my butt off and hoping everything, like, pans out.
Now, defense is a big part of your game as well. You're a Gold Glove winner at NC State last year. You've looked really good in the outfield here. So, in your words, how important is that aspect to your game?
I mean, that's just, like, what I love doing the most. So, kind of just coming out here, got early defense and just getting that work in to be a Gold Glover. So, just got to get your reps in, and I take pride in that.
Now, I've seen you commit some home run robberies during batting practice. Have you ever done that in a game before?
I have. I have in college. I had some good opportunities and made some really cool plays.
That's an interesting kind of skill to be able to time your jump and rob a home run. So what's the most important part of a home run robbery?
Timing, kind of just, and always knowing your ballpark and knowing where you're at all times. But the timing of the jump and just if you can climb it or if you just have the jump, like it all matters. And I mean, anyone, I mean, that's a pretty cool play. So,
well, right now you're sharing the outfield with a lot of talented players. Obviously, Eric Booth Jr., who was the first round pick for this club, is out there with you. Steven Martinez, Yamnardo Reyes, two other very talented outfielders. So, what's it been like working in the outfield with that group right now?
It's been awesome. I mean, they're all great guys, and I just love competing and kind of just seeing how they work and trying to see if I want to take anything from them and kind of pick their brains. But and, like, doing the same for them. But it's a cool group, and I love getting to talk to them and just hanging out with them.
What has the last few months been like for you, from finishing up your final year at NC State to getting drafted to going through camp, going to Baltimore, and now coming here?
I mean, it's just been, like, it's so surreal. Like, just, like, don't have to go to school no more. You just wake up and go to the ballpark and kind of just, like, talk to all your teammates, hang out with them, and it's just a cool experience and just, like, a baseball experience of just being at the ballpark and, like, just hanging out and then playing the game. So, I mean, it's just an awesome experience.
How nice is that part that you get to wake up every day and be a professional baseball player for a living?
I mean, it's everyone's dream who wants to play baseball. So having this experience and kind of just waking up and playing baseball every day is, like, a dream come true, and I'm blessed. And, I mean, I'm just so excited to be here.
And it's hard to believe, but you've only been here for 3 weeks, but only a couple weeks left to go in the season. So what's maybe something for you you're trying to work on or maybe looking to accomplish here as we come down the stretch?
We're just going to keep winning. It's been a rough season, so we're just going to keep winning, and that's the biggest goal.
Well, Ty, really good stuff. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All for their Ty. Hey, we're back more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.